Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Well, everyone, I want you to really relax. This is the weekend. We got a great show coming on for you, and we want you to hang in, listen to the music, and I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Well, we're having some technical difficulties, but hanging in with us.
It's okay.
I don't know why Satan's busy today.
Thank you.
welcome everybody to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. But this evening, we got Mark Anthony Real filling in for Chris, and we got a great show for you. But before we get started, I want to Mark to announce himself and say hi to everyone.
Hello, everybody. I'm Mark from the Airbnb capital of the United States, San Diego, California. How are you? Of course, sometimes we can't compete with I named it that, but we have a lot of them, okay? Yeah.
Sounds good. But I want everyone
I'm sure that Lower Alabama has a lot of ambiance too. So, and the Gulf, right there by the Gulf. Yeah, I bet that's beautiful.
Okay, well, I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and everyone in the 40 countries around the world who is tuning in live. And tonight we got a special guest tonight with us. Her name is Amber. I'm not going to pretend I know how to pronounce her last name, so I'm going to leave that what it is. But this beautiful angel, she came to my rescue when I had no AC for almost a month, and it was on the news, and she saw it, and she came to my house to bring me a portable AC unit. And bless her heart, her and her sister who came, when they was returning home, they was talking about how my eyes was red, my body temperature was hot, and how I had flushed cheeks, and she thought about it, and she called back, and she invited me and my grandson to come stay at her beautiful place, Taiwan, Taiwin, in Robertsdale, Alabama, and she has some beautiful cottages. So we're not going to spend too much time talking to me. We want to talk to her. So how you doing, sweetie pie?
I'm doing great, honey. How are you? And hello to everybody out there.
Well, thank you. And I'm sure they said thank you as well. You know, I do have a question because a lot of people, we have a misconception about Airbnb. I thought about it one time, but then I was a little afraid because you're having strangers coming in and out your house. And I have seen on the news how some people was found murdered at Airbnbs. Now, that has nothing to do with the proprietors, but, you know, it kind of scared me. So what are the risks you taking as a landlord in that position? You know, because I know how it is for a client to come in there. We just come in there to relax and chill. So what kind of risks did you put in play to protect them?
Well, we basically have, we're in 10 acres of woods in Taiwan. So we're a very private area, and we have a main house here and two cottages. But we put a gate in the front, so you need a special code to get. And everybody that does stay here has to go through a little rigorous kind of identification through Airbnb. So they confirm who they are, where they live, telephone numbers, email addresses, et cetera. So I know everybody that's coming on property. And as far as on property, you're so safe on property, it's crazy because you're in 10 acres of woods, as you know. So it's very, very private here. But I have several because I have one down in Orange Beach, and that basically it's beachside, but it's several units along there, so you never have a security issue there. I have an estate in the southern coast of Jamaica, and there's three cottages there that I rent out, and it's behind gated property, and I have staff there that takes care of all guests that come. So no matter which place you're going to, when we have them, they are always safe, and we have a lot of safeguards in place via video cameras in Jamaica to keep an eye on things, and of course the security gates in Robertsdale. So I've never had an issue with any kind of safety issue whatsoever. And basically down here on the Gulf Coast, as you know, Terry, we are so safe. We don't really have a lot of crime and problems in the vicinity anyway. So
exactly.
There wasn't a whole lot we had to do, but it was enough that I felt everybody that was staying here was completely safe.
Well, one thing I do know, I didn't get much of a vacation because as soon as I got in there and hit that bed in a vicinity that had cool air, nice bed, I was out. I did more sleeping than doing anything, and I'm telling you, it was lovely.
That's because, Terry, I put in all top-of-the-line furnishings in all of my Airbnbs, and they have top-of-the-line mm-hmm. beds for the utmost comfort and top-of-the-line linens, all cotton and cotton quilts, so that you can get the best possible sleep ever. Because it was the biggest problem I had going on vacations was staying places. Either I felt like I needed rubber gloves to rip off the comforters and things like that and throw them on the floor, or the beds were just so uncomfortable. And in my places, they're top-of-the-line beds, and all the linens and comforters and pillows and everything from bed skirts up get washed, sanitized in between guests, even the hot tubs on the deck, emptied, washed, and refilled for every single guest. So you know you're not only walking into a very comfortable place, but a very clean place, because that was so important to me going on vacation.
Yes, yes. And one thing I'm going to just say, too, before I let Mark ask this question, you know, another way you can tell when we got quality linen and stuff and towels, because most of the time people will not buy white for their own home because, you know, white, you get the dirt and the sweat off you, and you feel like, oh, my God, you can't get it clean. This kind of washcloth she had, man, I was sweaty and dirty from moving and stuff and everything, and I took a nice shower, and I had the dirt on the towel, but, you know, I put the towel under the water, and the dirt went away. So you can tell when you're spending money for good washcloth because white don't stay dark. It rinses out under the water, just so you know. But those cheap ones, oh, my God. You look some dirt on the
They are some nice towels in there, aren't they?
Yes.
And do you know how we keep them pure white? We actually do them with the detergent and spray them with hydrogen peroxide. So it pulls every single thing.
Oh.
Yep, it makes all your sheets pure white, all your towels pure white. Everything is done to make everything perfectly white in there, which is why the towels are so nice.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Every time you get anything on them.
Okay. Well,
go ahead, honey.
Oh, I loved it, loved it, loved it. So, Mark, go ahead and ask your question before I run away with the show.
No, that's good to know. You know, I remember staying years ago at one, and this host had a completely inadequate kitchen. I know this doesn't apply to you because I saw how your amenities are and your attention to detail is insane. But there was no silverware in the kitchen. There was no toilet paper in the bathroom. The Wi-Fi, I remember. Yeah, the Wi-Fi was slower than 1989 speed. The air conditioning didn't work. I can follow the horror story. How could that have been avoided, Amber? You know, when you're going to do research on a place, I mean, maybe I didn't look at the pictures well enough, or how would that be avoided in the future? What kind of homework
should
you do?
One very big way, I would read every single review for that property. People will tell the truth. So you read every single review. You'll know what's going on in that unit. They can polish that up beautifully. They can make it sound like it's absolutely spectacular with these amenities. But in reality, you will know the truth when you read the reviews. They're going to be honest reviews and honest people letting you know. So I never go anywhere without reading all the reviews.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
I read where you have 100% by your reviewers, and they all give you a 5-star rating. So, you know, you don't have any problem with that. This guy did it.
I need to teach him how to be a good Airbnb host. Number one,
right.
always have a beautiful, clean place. Number two, always have every single amenity you could possibly have that you would want on a vacation, including games and things to play or do. It's so important,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people don't do those things. Me, when you come into one of my units, you have fresh flowers on the table. You have a beautiful handwritten card. There might be chocolate-covered strawberries. Now, for Terry, I just cooked her dinner every night.
Yes!
Oh! She didn't have to go out to eat. How nice.
It was beautiful.
Amber,
I believe it should be the most beautiful place that you want to go to, and you should have every amenity and every service handed to you. When you walk in that door, you should be overwhelmed with the fact that you love the place and you're staying there. That's how everybody should feel when you're going on vacation. Haven't you been to a vacation I have where I've walked in and just went, oh, no, and wanted to leave as fast as I went in, but it was, you're stuck. So, yeah, I try and make every one of mine that way.
Yeah, I think you said it yourself earlier that you want it how you want it. So if you want it that way with all these things, then that's what you do. I mean, yeah, that's the key right there. You would stay. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Love people. People
mm-hmm.
are just wonderful. I've met all good people. I mean, look, I met Terry. I love her. I've met so many good people that come in. They truly are.
Well, they rave about you, too.
Yeah, I love Miss Amber. Is my sister, you know, by a different mother. I love this woman, you know, and people say you want your vacation to be like a home away from home. I will never say that again because some people's home ain't as good as her facility is. I want my home to be as good as hers, you know. I don't want a home away from home because I'll be saying, oh, I'm not going to have such a good time. It was flawless. Everything that you need was there, you know, great amenities, AC kicking, you know, during this heat wave. I mean, it was so cold, I had to get all cozy under the comforter. Man, you know, I just, capital LOVED, you know, Tywin, Robertsdale, Airbnb, plus there's one also in Orange Beach. But in Orange Beach, what is that one called?
The one in Orange Beach is called Looney Tunes because it is
Looney
in
Tunes.
Perdido Dunes. It's called Looney Tunes because I'm a collector of Looney Tunes. You know, our generation, we love those Looney Tunes.
Right,
yes. So I have all original cells hand-signed by the artist, and they decorate the walls everywhere in there. So when it's just spectacular. It really is.
That is nice. That's wonderful.
Oh.
You know, he's a signature man. Well, let me ask you a question.
Wow.
When a person is trying to get an Airbnb, other than reading the reviews, how early in advance should they try to book space? Because I'm sure summertime might be a little more crowded to get a reservation than other times, you know?
Yeah, especially for down at Orange Beach and things like that. It gets a little bit harder to get in. Usually Orange Beach, that's starting to book right now for next summer. So it books pretty early. Yeah, they're booking already for next summer.
Wow.
So that books kind of early, but you could book up until, you know, a week before if it's open. Tywin, mm-hmm. I usually, I'll book them straight through the year. So they come, I had people here at Christmas time and had them in the house for Christmas dinner. It was wonderful.
Oh.
And down in Jamaica, that books all year round as well. You have your high season, which runs from December to April, but like I have guests down there right now because they go all through the year. But of course, most of it's going in the winter, and that's booking right now as well. So they book pretty far in advance, but you're always able to get in at one point or another at one of them.
Yeah, because you got a whole lot of them. Praise God. Well, Mark, I know you got a question sitting in there.
If you were starting, how long have you been doing this? If you were starting out, you know, from the beginning, what things would you do differently that you or to correct that you found through experience by hosting?
Well, that's a good question. I started with Jamaica. Because my husband and I both love Jamaica. We've made a yearly trip since 1982. That's how long we've been going.
Wow.
And we just love the culture. Wow. We love the people. We love reggae music. So we were on the hunt to find something down in Jamaica, and that was probably about 7 years ago. And we ran into, you know, Guy Harvey, the artist that paints all the seascapes and things like that. We found his childhood home, and it was seafront with two cottages that rented out. And we just absolutely fell in love with it. And the home itself is an historic home because it's been there forever right on the seafront, which is unusual. There was even a story about 25 people surviving a hurricane inside the house because it's all made of concrete and stone. Yeah, that was an amazing story. There was 25 people that survived inside that house, and I was amazed by that story. But Guy Harvey grew up in that home. It was his childhood family seafront home. So we ended up buying that, and that's when I did a lot of learning, to be honest, about running an Airbnb and taking care of people. When I arrived there, the first things I wanted to do was upgrade all of the bedding, new beds, sheets, and bring everything from the States down to there that was all cotton and top of the line. So that's what I did, and I think that was a learning process and how to pull all of that together with Jamaica so that when I opened Tywin, I actually bought Tywin as my home, and I moved in, and it's the most spectacular piece of property I ever visited. And we had a cottage, a small cottage, that was beautiful, and we didn't know what to do with it. We were going to let the kids move in, et cetera. And then I said, why don't you let me redo that cottage and put it on Airbnb? And he said, okay, go ahead. So I started that one. That was a big learning process as well, because that's where I pulled everything in, redid it completely, put in all hardwood flooring, made it so people don't have allergies, air filtration system, things like that, so that I could provide the best atmosphere I could. I think after a month of having that up, Finn came to me and said, okay, we're going to build another one, because Sally had hit us, and it ripped the whole front of my woods down. And I mean, it annihilated my property. I went out crying the next day because I'm a tree hugger and I lost so many trees.
Yeah, I remember.
So, it was hard. It sat on top of us spinning for 8 hours, and it was just, the water was pouring inside the house on three peaks.
Oh,
and
my
it was crazy.
God.
So when we went out the next day, the good Lord cleared a whole new spot in the front of the property to put another cottage. So Bob said, my husband said to me, okay, the good Lord wants us to put another cottage. So we custom built this new cottage in the same architecture as the one we bought, because what we have here, we bought from missionaries, and they did most of their traveling through Asian countries, and they spent a lot of time ministering in Thailand. So when they came back to the States, they bought these 10 acres and they built Tywin, named after Thailand and Baldwin County. Yeah. So it's a combination of Tywin. But all of the architecture and wood was hand-carved and flown in from Thailand, and they built this house and the smaller cottage. So we had to duplicate all of that architecture in the new cottage in the front. So we did it all with the same wood. We flew in something from Asia that was a window cover, and We really pulled that one together to match. But that's like 1,000 square feet over there. And when I tell you, the bathroom alone has a beautiful ball and claw soaking tub, a two-person shower with body jets and rain shower coming down. It has a bidet. Mm-hmm. It has every possible thing you could imagine in that cottage.
A bidet, too. Wow.
I can tell you what.
Yes, and a six-person hot tub. So you can do laps in the six-person hot tub. But that's what, so I really learned from the Jamaica project and then opening Taiwan. By the time I got to this third cottage, I pretty much had it straight on everything I expected it to be because I wanted it to be the top of the line for everybody.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, you know, our time is running out. So I want to ask you right now, is it possible we can get you to come back next week and do a part two?
Absolutely, I can.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I'm for part two because there's so much I want to ask you. But for right now, since we only got like 3 minutes, could you tell everyone your first and last name and maybe spell it so they will know? So they know how to reach you because everybody, I'm telling you, if you come to the United States, you need to come to Southern Alabama because I got the best Airbnb. I was there. I slept in it. I ate in it. I felt out. You know, it was so nice. I told my grandson, pick your shoes up. Put that back to where you're supposed to. He said, Grandma, it's Airbnb. It's not being
Well, my full name is Amber Costantini, but you can email me at amberlongitano at yahoo.com, and that's AmberLongitano at yahoo.com. You can email me there. My website will definitely be up soon that's covering all of them, which we got to talk about next week, Terry, because I've got two new ones coming in. So we'll talk about that next week.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
I'm calling in as a guest next week, so I'll be here again the next week if I can't miss it.
You got it. Okay. Anytime you want to visit here, you call me.
Okay. Right. Okay.
But I love you, Amber. Thank you, Mark, for filling in for Chris. And we love for you to call in next week as a guest. And everybody, please, if you don't know anything else, I don't know what horror stories or what wonderful memories you may have had at different Airbnbs, but I'm telling you, this is the sugar honey iced tea, okay? This is the one, you know.
It's the bomb.
I love you,
it's
Terry. I love you, sweetheart. You're the best. You truly are.
I love you, too. You're such an angel. I mean, you just got a spirit about you that pulls people in. I just love you, and I thank you for saving me when I was going through that ordeal with no air during the hottest time.
That was so great. That was so wonderful.
It was my honor. It was my honor. Look, when you can do things and give things back to everybody else, that's more important than taking things. It's about what you can give, not what you can take.
Amen.
I think you learned that lesson a long time ago, Amber. It sounds like you know that one by heart, okay?
Lovely woman. Well, everyone.
All right, thank you, Terry. I love you. I'll talk to you next week,
too.
And we'll talk about the other one.
Okay, darling.
Okay.
Thank you, Mark.
Talk to you next week.
All right, thank you, Mark. It was a pleasure. Bye, bye now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, honey. Yeah. Okay. Bye, bye.
Have a great weekend, everybody. A blessed weekend.
You too, honey.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.